I'm Kier from In Defense Of, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel Moments.
And I even read this issue to my three-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting January 6th, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covering Secret Warriors number 10 from 2009. And Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses Uncanny X-Men number 1 and Worst X-Men Ever number 1. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agent Carter, Marvel's Daredevil on Netflix, Marvel's Jessica Jones on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is Consultant Black Adam, and this week I'm digging into the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives to look at Secret Warriors number 10, the conclusion of the God of Fear, God of War arc. This issue was originally published November 25th, 2009, and was written by Jonathan Hickman with art by Alessandro Vitti. The issue starts with a history of Ares and Alexander. While Alexander is a god, he was born as a mortal and must face judgment before coming into his full power. Alexander joined the Secret Warriors to be a hero, which complicated matters when his father joined Osborn's Dark Avengers. 2 weeks ago, Fury made a deal with Ares to let him meet with Alexander again in exchange for help breaking into Avengers Tower, which we saw in the one-shot I reviewed last week. Fury holds up his end of the deal, bringing Alexander to a meeting with Ares, but Ares has to convince Alexander to go with him to face his Day of Judgment. With the focus on character interaction, this is a very different issue from most of the series so far, but it is a good chance to learn more about Alexander and get some characterization of Ares beyond being the Thor replacement in the Dark Avengers. Alexander's trial allows for interesting cameos from a number of mythical characters, including Hercules and Hela. I'll be back next week with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 1, beginning of the new S.H.I.E.L.D. series.
The God of Fear, God of War arc finale! Ooh. The conflict within Alexander is intriguing. And don't forget, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 1 next week! Next up in this podcast, though, is Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey, X-Fans. There's two X-Men comics for the week of January 6th, 2016. The first one is Uncanny X-Men number 1 by writer Cullen Bunn and artist Greg Land. I really, really like the team for this one, which is Magneto, Sabretooth, Monet, Psylocke, and Archangel, not to be confused with Angel, who is young Warren Worthington from the past. This is memory erased Warren Worthington from the present, who had his memory erased back in X-Force and is basically a living weapon at this point. The plot deals with mutants who have put themselves in stasis to escape the Terrigen mists that are sweeping the planet, a plot which might sound familiar to some of our listeners. And we're introduced to a new team of bad guys who are not happy with the X-Men or mutants or anything really. So, you know, there's that. The writing I found to be pretty good. The art, well, I'm not the biggest fan of Greg Land, but overall, I think it's an interesting story, and I'll be glad to see what happens in the future. The second comic is Worst X-Men Ever Number 1 by writer Max Bemis. I'm not too sure how to pronounce that. And artist Michael Walsh. This comic deals with a new kid coming to the Xavier Academy. It felt a little bit like a fanfic. It's a kid who really wants mutant powers. His parents are mutants. And he ends up with pretty much the worst powers ever. I mean, they're powers, but they're not really powers you'd want. It's really entertaining. The art's charming. The writing's kind of fun. And I am looking forward to seeing where it's going. I said it felt like a fanfic, but it's kind of the self-indulgent fun type of fanfic. That's it for this week. We'll see you again next week. And remember, mutant and proud.
A living weapon and people in stasis? My, that does sound familiar. And mutant powers you don't want? I don't know anything about that. You know, with my eyelash mutation, I'm all in for a self-indulgent sort of fanfic too. So thank you very much, Labrat Lauren. You might be a supervillain with the sciences, but for Marvel X-Men comics, you're pretty neat to have around. Hey, if you want to talk supervillainy stuff, compare mutations, talk X-Men comics, or are just in need of general geekery entertainment, go ahead and tweet Labrat Lauren on Twitter at Sithwitch. And thank you very much, Adam, for another great past S.H.I.E.L.D. Secret Warriors comics issue report. Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comics specialist, so if you have a comment or question on S.H.I.E.L.D. comics, Adam can be found on Twitter at StarSaber_222. Once again this week, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music was again titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. Neil's Mighty Marvel Moment will return to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition in the coming weeks. For anything Marvel comic related, go ahead and go wake up Neil on Twitter and tweet him at @NeilIsn'tWitty. And thank you very much to Agent Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Podcast for providing the awesome intro and outro voiceovers. I don't know about you, listener, but Haley certainly revs me up to hear about Marvel Comics when I hear her voice in the intro every week. If you want to get in touch with Haley, dial up her Twitter digits and tweet her at @AwesomeEngineeringGirl. And thank you, listener. We sincerely appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on how you like Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or your thoughts about Marvel Comics, including your take on the all-new S.H.I.E.L.D. comic. So please, check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of the show, or hit me up on Twitter at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel, or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound, Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music, titled Epic Motivation by Rocka Music, and Neil's Mighty Marvel music, titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore, can be found at pawn5.com. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music, titled The Descent by Kevin MacLeod, can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.